That's what I got for you. 475-1080 if you see something out there that I missed. The official time is 10:06 and 5 seconds on this Saturday, November 12th. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. MZ is here, it looks like. I really like your shirt. It's really cool.
Thank you. May I ask you a personal question?
You always love doing that, so how can I stop you?
Are you suffering from low testosterone?
Sorry.
I mean, I hear these stupid ads all the time, and it makes me depressed. I hit the big 6-0 last Wednesday.
And, I know you did. Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much. But I think I'm suffering from low testosterone because it's natural to suffer from low testosterone when you hit the big 6-0.
Oh,
right?
So I have that to look forward to.
Yeah, you
in
well,
about how many years should I say?
I don't know. Well, wait a minute. I'll do some quick.
I bet you
I could
do
this
math.
In my head.
Do it.
Let's see, you're 32.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that means 28 years.
You got it.
Wow. See, I'm not as stupid as I look.
Well, you got that shirt working for you. So.
Yeah, okay, so since this isn't smell-o-vision, television, we should tell people what kind of a shoit I am wearing.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you wear, it's not flannel, but it's, you know, a nice pattern.
It's a plaid shoit.
Plaid, yeah, it looks good. I like it. It's like you're 60 and now you're wearing this beautiful shirt. It's a perfect deal.
I was in Reno.
Do you feel 60?
No, I feel 80.
Oh, come on.
The thought of 60 is still sounds sort of old, doesn't it to you?
Well,
be honest.
Yes. Can I plead the...
No, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's okay to be honest.
Well, you know, I mean, 40 seems old to me, and I'm not very far from that, so... You know.
The 40 was no big deal.
It's
they
no
said
big deal.
50 was going to be devastating,
and
but
it wasn't.
It was no big deal. 60 is devastating.
Oh, you're devastated.
Yeah, I am.
Well, you don't look it. You look great. Shirt's great. You're looking good. So.
And do you know that, well, yeah, thank you. You're very, very kind. Now, so what are we going to do today?
I thought you had a plan.
No plan, because this last Wednesday was the 60th anniversary of my birth.
Yes,
and I just decided to.
You were a little distracted.
Yeah, with the new parking lot and the new studio and people visiting
it's
and pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and there's just no end to the activity around here. But aren't we pleased with the progress?
I am very. I love the new studio, and that countertop is gorgeous. And it's going to be exciting to have a new parking lot.
Yeah, a brand new parking lot, and we are not going to cover it with asphalt.
Oh, really? What's
we're going to cover it with
cork?
No, not cork. No, we'll do your floor in the control room in cork next.
You get a new floor? Perfect.
Yeah, you get a new floor because it's really gross and disgusting, the floor that's
kinda,
in there now.
Kind of, yeah, I would agree with
we
that.
We don't want the cork floor to become gross and disgusting. Do you think it will?
No, not nearly as much as this carpet. Mm-hmm.
Gag.
You got it.
Yeah. But anyhow, it's amazing that we are able to put out such wonderful, innovative content, you know, with such horrible conditions. But we're working to fix that.
Yes, it is becoming more and more a better environment to work in.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Mr. Logic is staring at me on the Skype. Are you there, Mr. Logic?
No.
Oh.
I asked him if he was there, and he said no.
He said no? Well, I was supposed to call him. Am I supposed to call him still?
Not necessary, because we got him on Skype here.
Well, perfect.
So, but it's not video Skype. It's just plain old audio Skype. But I do see his picture. I see the picture of Mr. Logic on the regular Skype. And one of these days, we're going to have Mr. Logic on video Skype, and we will not only be accepting him on video Skype, we will be transferring him to the rest of the world. We'll be mirroring Mr. Logic. Won't that be fun, Mr. Logic?
I've never been mirrored before.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, we're looking forward to taking advantage of technology and doing some fun and innovative things. You know what? I just realized we have not started the program officially. So, think we should do that. Don't you think we should do that?
Yes.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Well, I'm trying to pull up my email, and I don't like Mozilla Firefox, and that's all that's on this damn computer. I want Internet Explorer. So for the moment, I can't pull up my email.
It's on the bottom left-hand corner.
Oh, thank you. Good. All right. Well, welcome to the Saturday special, everybody. We don't know what's going to happen, but stay tuned and let's find out.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
How many of you people out there remember Mr. Logic's Thinking Machine on KSU? Ran for, what, 10 years, Mr. Logic, right? Something like that?
Yeah, just a little over 10 years.
Uh-huh. And how did it come to pass? I mean, it went from, like, 1990, what, 91 or 92 to what?
Let me think. I think it was 91 to about 2001, I think. Or was it 92 to 2002? Somewhere around there.
All right. So you tell your version of the story, and then I'll embellish it if need be.
Well, as I recall, this guy came up to me and said, "Hey, how'd you like to do a radio show?" And I said, "No, thank you." And he said, "Oh, come on. I got a sponsor for you. It'll only be for 3 months." So I said, "Well, okay, I'll give it a try for 3 months." 10 years later, I'm still doing it.
And what was the show?
It was called The Thinking Machine, and it was about science, technology, puzzles, computers, logic, all kinds of anything. It wasn't really any rigorous boundaries to it. We kind of talked about anything we wanted to talk about, but generally in the scientific vein, mathematical, that kind of stuff.
Well, what I remember was that it had to be fun and interesting. It should be nothing about politics or business or things that most people are used to hearing on talk radio. Am I right? I mean,
oh, heaven forbid we get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's all the talk shows on the radio now are all politically based or advertisements or sports programs. I mean, there isn't much of anything that isn't in one of those categories, it seems. There are a few exceptions, but I didn't want to get into the standard talk show type genre.
And the reason? Because it's boring to you, right? I mean, enough is enough.
Yeah. I mean, right. I've never been interested in politics per se. I mean, I kind of watch it once in a while from the sideline, kind of like I'll watch football from the sideline. But I don't really get into it, and so I just didn't want to make that the focus of the topics of the program.
Right. Now, go back a little farther. How do you and I know each other?
I think it was at an Apple II meeting. I think you were the head honcho at the meeting there, and that's where I met you, basically.
Okay, so that'd be 1980 to 83. Yes, I indeed was the president of the Santa Cruz County Apple Computer Users Group, right? So this is like 1980 to 1983, and you were a celebrity among the world of Apple II people, Apple II followers. In fact, you worked for Apple. The inventor of the Apple computer, Steve Wozniak, hired you to keep you. He didn't even know what he was going to do with you. You were one of the first employees of Apple, right?
Well, I was one of the first 100 or so, yeah. I mean, they'd already started as a company. It wasn't like I was in the garage starting part of the company. Although I did, Steve Jobs did personally show me the Apple I computer in his garage. That was when I first met Steve. That was way back in 77.
Steve very well? Did you know Steve Jobs? I know you know Woz pretty well, but and I know you met Jobs, but did you get to know him very well?
Not all that well. I mean, I knew him. He knew me, and we'd say hi to each other when we passed in the hallways at Apple. But we never really became chums or buddies or anything. I'm not sure if Jobs actually had any chums or buddies when I think about it. I mean, he was kind of by himself doing his own thing, as he did end up eventually being the guy telling everybody else in the world what they want. In fact, I think he even was quoted as saying something like, consumers can't be expected to know what they want. Somebody has to tell them.
Right. Well, it's pretty amazing what happened, you know. Gosh, I mean, what happened over a 30... Well, let's see. 76, I think, Apple was incorporated, right? Does that sound right?
It was around 76, yeah. I got my Apple II in 77.
And I got my Apple II in 79.
You know, by the way, that the Apple II is still alive and well?
There's
a group that meets every year in Kansas City as something called K-Fest, and it's an organization of Apple II enthusiasts.
Wow. And you've gone to that probably, right?
Yeah, they invited me to be the keynote speaker this last conference in July.
Right. Well, cool. So back then, you were one of the people. They didn't even have a disk drive for the Apple II yet. Okay? I mean, they would feed programs into it either by typing it in the keyboard, which took forever, or if they were more involved programs, it would be connected to an audio through an audio jack to the computer through a cassette machine. So there wasn't even a disk drive. But you used to make the computer, the Apple II computer, do things that even its inventor Wozniak couldn't believe it was capable of doing.
Well, I
don't
know,
like talk and stuff like that, and make music and have fun little video cartoon things and so forth. So by the time you showed up for the Apple II users, I would ask everybody to stand up and say who they are and introduce themselves. And you said, "My name is Bob Bishop." And I said, and all the heads turned, and everybody looked at the Bob Bishop, because Bob Bishop had written Apple Visions and a bunch of other really cool little applications for the Apple II, and made it do these amazing things. And that's why Steve Wozniak hired you. He didn't even know what to do with you, except just keep you from being hired away from Atari or any other competing, you know, fledgling computer companies back then in the mid 70s. So, yeah. But when I got to know you through the club, you were frustrated that computers were, everybody was sort of pushing towards computers being a business tool, which they already were. The big computers were, the mainframes already were. But you wanted a personal computer to, you know, enrich personal lives, and which really doesn't have much or anything to do with business.
It goes a little further than that. It's not that I was against business applications or whatever. What really infuriates me, in fact, still, is that computers have gone away from the philosophy that they had 30 years ago when, you know, like the Apple II had a built-in language for programming, so anybody could sit down and write their own programs. With the advent of the Macintosh, all that philosophy has been tossed out the window. And now the philosophy is the corporations will write your software for you, and all you have to do is push a mouse around. And that's what bothers me. I want to still be able to write my own programs.
And you're not able to?
Oh, I am now.
You could be a Macintosh developer or a PC Windows developer, I mean, if you want to.
Well, that's what I've been doing. I've been working on Simple for these past number of years, and that maintains the philosophy of user programmability. So now I'm having fun because I can still program my computer once again, even though the corporate powers have declared that they won't support that type of an activity.
Well, when I first knew you, you were frustrated about what you just said, And then you bought an RV and went traveling around the countryside. And then you came back one day after I had bought the radio station. You said, I heard you bought the radio station. I said, yeah, I'm happy to see you again. And by the way, you need to do a radio program where you can have all the fun that you always wanted to have that you weren't having because computers were going in the wrong direction. So that's when I gave you the name Mr. Logic, because your name, your brain, it, to me, works like a computer. It's not emotional. It's if this, then that. And
well, I wouldn't quite go to that extreme.
Well, okay, it's emotional then. Say something emotional. Do something emotional. So anyhow, so you came up with a name, The Thinking Machine. It was a pretty popular program. And I would like, just out of curiosity, I don't know. This was a long time ago. And so maybe everybody who listened, all the fans of The Thinking Machine, might have gone to heaven for all I know. But just out of curiosity, I'd like anybody who remembers The Thinking Machine to call 479-1080. Anybody, you know, any, if you're near a telephone or something like that, or email mz@ksco.com. Right now, this minute, you don't even have to go on the air. If you want to, that's fine. But just for the heck of it, for I want to know if there's anybody out there in the vast KSCO listening audience that remembers Mr. Logic and The Thinking Machine. Because, you know, for quite a while after your show went away, we got a lot of you know, requests saying, "What happened to Mr. Logic? What happened to The Thinking Machine?" So,
well, we had about almost 1,000 members of the what I called the Thinkers Club. We gave away certificates with the, you know, suitable for framing with your name on it, and if you were able to solve one of my puzzle questions, you would become a member of the Thinkers Club. And we had quite a few members, so I'm pretty sure there must be somebody out there who's maybe they don't have their radio on at the moment, but there are probably one or two of them out there who may
maybe they're not fans of the Saturday Special. Maybe they're not fans of KSCO.
How could that be?
Well, that's what I'd like to know, but you never know. I mean, you never. There's so much of an assortment of content, audio and video content, that's available now. That you know, it's virtually unlimited. By the way, what does virtual mean? Does it mean not really? What does the word virtual mean? I keep hearing
virtual.
It.
Well, virtual, it depends on the context in which you hear it. I mean, virtual simply, in optics, it means a virtual image is something which isn't a real image that focuses on a plane, but it's something that's only visible with your eye. Like, for example, a rainbow is a virtual image.
Yeah, I saw one just 2 days ago. I saw a rainbow in the valley behind my house. And if I went over there, I always thought that at the end of the rainbow is pot. and I almost went over to see, but every time I've ever done that, you know, I go to where the rainbow is and there's nothing there. So it's virtual really means to me not really.
Well, they say there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but you can never get to the end of the rainbow because as you start to walk towards the end moves and keeps moving away from you.
Yeah, but how come there's a bow? I mean, how come it's multicolor and it's a bow? And how come there's not lots of them all around? There's only just one. See, I've never quite understood.
There are
that.
Several. You can have two or three secondary rainbows as well if you have a bright enough primary rainbow. It's not just one rainbow. I've seen actually two, and I've heard reports of like three or four rainbows under really good conditions.
I've actually seen multiple rainbows. Yeah, that's not what I mean. But it's like that. It's not like the whole place is full of rainbows. Your whole view in front of you is full of rainbow. You might, most of the time there's just one. There might be two or three. How come the sky isn't 100% rainbowish under certain conditions? I've never seen that.
Well, because we only have one sun. And the rainbow is always in the opposite direction in the sky from the sun. So if we had multiple suns, we'd have multiple rainbows.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, good. So, these are the kinds of topics that you would discuss and others. You would talk about things like why the word cat is spelled with a C instead of a K. That was one of your promos.
There's a number of things that or like that.
And you used to have puzzles. You would put out puzzles every program. Sometimes they'd spill over into the next program and the next program if no one got the correct answer to the puzzle. But when someone finally did get the correct answer to the puzzle, their prize was a membership in the Thinkers Club. And, you know, and you received a certificate suitable for framing.
Mm-hmm.
And then was signed by you and signed by me.
And once you answered more puzzle questions and if you were already a member of the Thinkers Club, you could win prizes.
What were pieces of pizza, huh?
We have
or
slices
entire
of pizza
sometimes.
Or an entire pizza or maybe a dinner certificate at one of the local restaurants.
If it was an easy question, you might get a slice of pizza with a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, and if it's a giveaway question, we'll probably just give you the crust.
Right. Yeah. So anyhow, so it was. Hey, Don says I'm a member. He said, "Hi, MZ. I'm member number 231. I lived in Scotts Valley and I'm now in Central Point, Oregon, listening online. It's great to hear Mr. Logic again. I bet number 00 calls in. Thanks, Don. www.delco.net. DELLCO.net. So, yeah, it's interesting. Maybe we won't get any callers at all who remember you. Maybe most of those folks have gone to online. In fact, that's another topic that I think I'd like to bring up. I mean, how many years do you think we have left, or months? No, years of listening to radio as we know it, you know, over the air on AM or FM radio, and when. Because I think it's moving. Everything is moving to the computers or to smartphones. Even if people aren't particularly computer savvy or computer literate, because that's another thing that Steve Jobs did, is he turned computers into everyday appliances where people don't even need to know anything about computing, right?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. I like I said about 10 minutes ago, if you can't program it, then most of the fun is gone, at least for me.
For you, exactly. But for most of us, though, most of us are not programmers. And so, you know, for someone like Steve Jobs and a whole world of programmers, you know, and technology team members to come along and make something usable to the masses is a welcome thing. Now, I understand what you're saying, but that's the Thinking Machine was a wonderful program, and I hope it will be a future wonderful program that might be the same program that it was, or it might have some new dimensions to it. But in any case, you know, you and I are talking about bringing that back to KSCO, but it won't only be to KSCO, it'll be worldwide, because more and more people like Don, the first and only person so far who said that I'm a member, he didn't call to say he's a member. He emailed to say he's a member. By the way, if you want to call, I'm going to give the number again, 831 area code 479-1080. If you want to give a call and let us, if you remember the Thinking Machine, and particularly if you're one of the 1,000 or so members of the Thinkers Club with Mr. Logic, be interested in hearing from you. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. The boss tells me it's time to take a break, so let's do that. We will come back with more. We're going to have some music and some fun and a blast, and we're going to play the theme song of my favorite movie that makes me feel really good, and we'll talk more with Mr. Logic after this commercial break. Take it away, Nikki.
We've all heard the term baby boomer referring to those born from 1946 to 1964. There are an estimated 80 million baby boomers, with the first wave hitting the Social Security and Medicare systems in recent years, with more to follow. Many healthcare experts are predicting epidemics of Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer among this group. However, these impending epidemics can be averted, as there is a new group emerging. This group we call the baby bloomers, because despite their chronological age, they are still physically fit, active, working, and playing. They've heard Dr. Wallach's message regarding diet, lifestyle, and nutritional supplementation. So while many around them diminish in health and vitality, they are blossoming and blooming into vibrant, healthy, on-the-go people.
CNN Radio.
Rather
I'm Stan Case.
As expected,
the lower house
for
of Italy's parliament
or to order
a package
call
of
Andy
measures
or
to shore up confidence in its economy.
2450300.
That's 888-245-0300.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Game of the football season. A moment of silence was observed in honor of the children former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is accused of sexually abusing. Coaching.
One moment, please.
For a full listing of our personnel, press 1. Please enter the person's full name, starting with their last, then their first, followed by their bank account number, and their birth date. I'm sorry, there is nobody here by that name. For a full listing of our staff, press 1. To speak with a customer service representative, press 2. Thank you. Your current wait time is 4 hours and 37 minutes. Please enjoy the music.
Tired of unfriendly computer support? Slow computer? Viruses? Spyware? No problem. Call the friendly computer experts at User Friendly Computing. We take care of all your PC, Macintosh, and laptop needs. Mention KSCO and get a free $50 diagnostic. Visit us today at 505 River Street on the way to downtown Santa Cruz, across from Gateway Plaza. We give you a choice. Drop your computer by the shop, or we'll come to you. Call us today at 423-9653. User Friendly Computing.
Told that we should never, ever wash the dirty laundry on the radio. That's what Billy says. It drives him crazy, Bill Graff, when we wash the dirty laundry. But it's my understanding that our brand new phone system is kaput and that thousands of people have been calling it and they can't get through. It's like no one answers.
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands.
Millions.
Well, no, not that
okay,
many.
No, okay, not
maybe,
that many.
Maybe
otherwise,
tens of
I'd
thousands.
Be pulling my hair out because they're all calling the office line. So.
Did you do something to fix it so that you could have an easier job today?
No, if that, it would actually make my job harder.
Oh.
So.
It is?
Well, yeah, because I'm stressed out.
We do it,
number
right.
one. And number two, I'm having to answer the office phone of
talk
people.
Talk about being stressed out. I mean, how'd you
right.
like to be the host?
Well, let's all be stressed out together.
Putting out call 479-1080
yeah.
and wondering,
I know,
just getting a complex here, thinking yeah. that no one cares when all these people are calling and they're frustrated.
So what
you
should
know,
we do when we're stressed out?
There's enough stress in the... Let's ask Mr. Logic, the superior intellect.
Hey, guess what? It's working.
Mr. Logic. Hello, Mr. Logic.
I think Mr. Logic stepped out for a minute. He'll be back shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, now the phones might seem to be working again. I thought it was very, very bizarre that nobody was calling, and I was starting to get a complex. I know that I'm not the best talk show host in the world. I know that. In fact... Well, I mean, I've known that for a long time. What I didn't know was that I was an absolutely zero talk show. I mean, not a good talk host at all. I mean, not even a, you know, and that's what no phone calls would indicate. All right. Now, look at all these people here. Mr. Logic. Michael, I remember Mr. Logic. I enjoyed his puzzles. Paul and Ben Lohman. P.S. Congratulations on the successful completion of 60 solar orbits. That's from Paul Trigg. Mal Donnell, I'm a member of the Thinkers Club, and I'm not calling because your 479 number keeps saying that line won't go through at the moment. I want a pizza unscrambling an anagram to Statue of Liberty. Never missed the show. Took it running in Seacliff. Fond memories of the time, and I wondered whatever happened to my idol, Mr. Logic, and the concept of fuzzy logic. That's from Mal Donnell. Thanks, Mal. And so we have some more, we have Thor R. MZ, glad to hear Bob on the radio this morning. I think there are so many Thinkers Club members calling in on that all of the calls have melted down your phone system. That's him. That's, hey, now that's cool. I mean, if that's the reason, and not that no one's interested in what you or I have to say. I would love to hear Bob on the air again on a regular basis. P.S. I know Mr. Logic's real first name, Fuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Remember that? Of course, I can't carry you too. Ever since I tried to do karaoke, you know, a few times.
You do karaoke?
I did some on-air karaoke, and people threatened to never listen to the station again.
You know, I have a lot of friends who are into karaoke. I've never done it myself. I mean, I don't, the idea of getting up in front of an audience and having to sing or perform.
Nikki, we got to do some karaoke before the end of the show, okay? And let's just see if those people... I'm into calling people's bluffs to see if they really will never listen to KSCO again if they hear me try to do karaoke. So figure out something. Now, we got a bunch of people who have called 479-1080. What's wrong with line 3? We have 1-3. No, we have 1-2 and 4 and 5 blinking here, but nothing on number 3. Do we have something wrong with number 3? All right. So let's see. Who should we call? Let's take Dan in Santa Cruz.
Go to Richard in Watsonville.
Well, he hasn't called yet, I'm sure. Okay, Dan in Watsonville.
Hello?
Hi, Dan in Watsonville. Dan in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, that's me. I'm number 16. I'm Reader's Club number 16.
Will you speak up?
Can you hear me?
Just barely, but go ahead. Speak a little
louder.
Okay. I've got you cranked all the way up.
Okay. I'm Reader's Club number 16.
Thinker's Club.
Thinker's Club.
Not Reader's Club.
Thinker's Club, that's okay. It.
Good. Do you remember what puzzle you properly solved in order to get to be here?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, would you rather hear Mr. Logic on, or would you rather never hear him again?
I would rather hear him again.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you so much. We will we will put that down as a yes for Mr. Logic, okay?
Okay, good.
You. Anthony in Santa Cruz, you're on the air with Mr. Logic and MZ.
Yes. I'm looking for some information on George Norrie had this genius psychic on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he gave her email and her name and her number, and how can I get that information?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Keep listening to George Norrie and hope they have a rerun. I don't know. Do you know that you're on the air now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah. Don't you want to talk to Mr. Logic?
No, I'm just interested in the information that I'm looking for.
Well, I wish I could help you. I really wish I could, but I can't.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, here comes O33. Welcome to KSCO O33. You're on the air.
Hey, Richard.
Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
You knew exactly who that was.
Yeah, we've known each other since Dan, even. Dan, the guy that called in before, actually won a bag of bird seed from Reveille and donated that bird seed to me.
And Reveille dog training?
You remember that?
I remember Reveille dog training.
They had their own program.
What's going on with Reveille dog training these days?
I have no idea. I went and picked up the bird seed, never saw him again.
Oh. All right.
How you doing, Mr. Logic?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. My phone's ringing, but I'll just ignore it. It'll stop in about two more rings.
Hey, if you're over here with me, you know what I do. I squish it for you. Stomp all over it for you. Get you over here and try to explain how these people went to the moon again.
Oh, that's right. You don't.
How the world is...
Get on the air and tell me what you're telling me, Nikki. Here, get on the air and tell me. Huh? No?
Okay. No. Hey, Logic. Shades of Gray, man.
Yeah.
Shades of Gray. And that's what you pretty much did with this world. You and this Jobs and Wozniak guy, you left everybody in a haze, man. and I don't know if I'd be laughing like that, Bob. Cuz you know this like Zwerning said, the programmers. And now you're not feeling too good about it, are you?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's kind of boring out there. I mean, you can do your own programs now again, but there was a time when you couldn't. And look what you guys have created. You've created something that Zwirling actually understands.
I don't know if Michael does programming. I mean, he does radio programs.
No,
but,
right,
yeah, but he understands what you're doing. I have no idea what you guys are doing, but I'm just wondering, at 60 years of age, Mike, and we know Bob...
Well, I'll tell you this much, you know, I can tell you.
Is this getting better, or are you guys thinking about going back?
Richard, this is what I can tell you. It's very, 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 very technical.
I understand that. That's why I'm not interested in it.
Oh.
Actually, it's not that bad. In fact, you were talking about karaoke a little while ago.
I
actually draw an analogy to karaoke, to programming. Karaoke is, prior to karaoke, if you wanted music, you had to go out and buy a record or something of a professional singer. With karaoke, you get to do it yourself because it's more fun. The same thing with programming. You can go out and buy a program from some professional software developer, or you can make your own because it's more fun.
Or you can buy a record. Well, most people would say buying a record is more fun than trying to sing and sound like me.
Not everybody's into karaoke, but I'm using that just as an example. Not everybody's into programming.
The example is like what Mike's saying, a record. There ain't no records no more. We got to buy your program. Or somebody's program. And then they make all kinds of money and run around the world and do what? I mean, it's almost to the point where maybe, these old programs on TV were not so bad. I don't know. It's almost like you guys have made it to the point where you've taken the, you don't have to get up and change the channels. You don't...
It just knows what you want automatically, huh?
I miss those knobs.
Nah, I don't miss them. I like being told what I want.
I enjoyed the fine tuning.
Hey, Richard, yeah. you want to talk to Millie? Because we're putting Millie on now. Are you there, Millie?
No, that's
I'm there, but I prefer her not to talk to him.
Why? Yeah, what's wrong with
does,
Richard?
She knows better than
no comment.
Yes. What do you mean no comment?
She knows better now
that you've teased the audience, you really ought to continue, Just give us a basic reason why you don't want to talk to Richard.
She cannot do it.
I've known him for many years, and that's enough.
All I need to say is Bruce in Pacific Grove, and that takes care of Millie and everything else.
Richard, you can't talk in codes for it's not nice for our listeners. You talked about Bruce in Pacific Grove, but the listeners don't.
Bob Bishop remembers.
And I don't know what happened to Millie. I don't know if Millie melted like the Wicked Witch of the West or what at the mere mention of Bruce. Are you still there, Millie?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm waiting to come on with you.
Okay.
She wants to talk to you alone, Mike. So I'll gladly leave the airways because Millie has nothing of any importance to contribute to this program.
How do you know? She hasn't done it yet.
Well, I'll hang up and let you find out.
Okay. Thank you, Richard N. Watsonville, a.k.a. Thinkers Club member 033. Are you a Thinkers Club member, Millie?
Yes.
What number are you?
I don't recall the number, but I was.
Okay.
Remember, it was a simple question, and I did answer it.
Yeah.
Well, hello there. Glad to hear your voice again.
Hey, Millie, how you doing?
I know you've remained the same age, but I'm now 87.
Is that a typical age for a KSCO audience, a member?
No.
What is typical, would you say?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Or?
I'm asking you what you think is the typical age of a KSCO listener. A median age.
I think the typical age for women would be, this would be maybe stretching it, around 65 or 70. Hello? Are you still there?
Really?
I think Michael fainted.
Yeah, well, nothing against 65 or 70-year-old women, but, I mean... that's all? I mean, that's not no younger than that? Is there anybody, is there any woman less than 65 listening to KSCO right now? Please call 479-1080. You don't have to go on the air. Just call, and I think the system works.
I found that the old guard women, but those are the women who were here previous to the UCSC being established.
Yeah.
They are apolitical people and very conservative. And so since they were mostly housewives all of their lives, and rarely indulged in work out of the home, they were apolitical. And so that's the thing.
Well, at least there are four women, apparently, who, and I don't know if any of these are going to want to go on the air, but I can see from the call count here that was 5 people who have called to answer the question. So that's reassuring.
You're going to be dealing with exceptions. I'm sure the exceptions will be calling in. But after having
I did ask for the median. You're right. So that means half above and half below, right, Mr. Logic? Isn't that what median means?
Well, yeah. But you might also offer the opposite challenge to anybody over 65 to call in and see how many numbers compare to the 5 you already have.
Okay. Well, now wait a second here. I'm going to play Blazing Saddles theme first because I'm so depressed now. Nothing against older people, but you know we've got to be appealing to younger people because younger people are the ones who buy things. Older people are rich and they don't spend any money anymore, or they're living on fixed incomes and can't afford to buy anything.
Appeals to middle-aged people. Mainly. Haven't you noticed that?
I know. Yeah, you're right. It's
what's wrong with that? I mean, they're the ones that are more or less politically mature, and they like radio.
Oh.
The youth, you can write off the youth. I mean, come on.
Oh.
If you want to appeal to somebody under 30, you're going to have to do rap.
I mean, yes,
forget
ridiculous.
It.
Michael,
forget
I'm not threatening. I'm not threatening you, but please do not do karaoke at the end of the show.
How about because you'd rather I do it now?
No, I would prefer you never do it.
What? This is an outrage.
Yes.
This is an outrage. Anyhow, so listen, people are still calling here, and so none of these people want to go on the air.
Hey, Michael.
I want some demographic information. I want some demographic data, and I'm entitled to it.
I can't imagine why it won't come on.
Yeah.
I got an idea, Michael.
What?
Radio has been used for talk shows. Radio has been used for playing music. Radio has news and all standard uses of radio. It just occurred to me, I don't think anyone has ever done a radio karaoke show.
Right. At least that's what we've talked about. We've been talking about that for the last year or two.
We're listening.
And then people like Millie call and say, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Encouraging him. Please don't.
No, I'm not saying we want Michael to sing. I'm saying listeners can call in and do their karaoke on the air for the whole world to hear.
Yeah. Anyhow, Millie, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. I'm afraid that some of them are afraid to come on with Le Bête Noir, the Black Beast, myself.
Well, Dan and Felton wants to come on, and so does Pure Heart in Aptos. So let's do that. Thank you, Millie. Here's Dan in Felton. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
I've been listening pretty much since day one. I started with Harry Lee Curtis.
Before he died.
Yes. Anyway, I was Thinkers Club member 030. And the riddle that I remember that stumped me, the answer was you had to interpret the sound of a touch-tone telephone, Mr. Logic.
Oh, yeah. Joy Bubbles could do that.
So he's clever.
And you did it.
What I did not.
Oh, you didn't. Well, so how did you get to?
I won several other riddles, but that one it went right over my head.
Wow.
And the one show I miss the most is Q&A.
Okay. What? Oh, it says I've got the stats on women listeners and their ages. Where did you get them? Where did you get
What do you think I've been doing for the past 5 minutes answering phone calls? You're like mad.
Okay,
I've got a lot. You ready?
How many? Yeah.
Okay, you might have to put Dan on hold. He can't hear me.
I'll put Dan on
hold. Or gone. Okay, either way.
He's gone. He hung up.
All right, so basically I've got early 50s, 58, 55, been listening for 12 years, 39, 64, 52, 53, Democrat, listening for 15 years. They're all women.
There must be some mistake.
That's it.
Okay, what about the 39-year-old?
The 39-year-old.
What's her name?
She didn't. I didn't get any names. It was too fast. I had to go real quick. 39. I believe she was.
Old woman.
Well, I believe she was at UCSC.
I want the 39-year-old woman to call 479-1080 and go on the air with Mr. Logic and me, please.
I couldn't hear the stats.
Sorry. Yeah, you know why? Because you're, you know, the way we have this worry, the way we have this wired. Okay, well, listen, I really want to see if I can, I want to get into a good mood, because I've been in a cranky mood all morning, and I want to see if I can get into a good mood here. So let's see if, I emailed this thing to myself here, and this always puts me in a good mood. Yeah.
Drop your beats. One, please.
Yeah, see.
Student?
Are you kidding?
No. I don't want to do that. I want to...
Pain in the ass.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark.
Okay, now the 39-year-old female listener is on with us. What is your name, please?
My name is Sally.
Sally?
Yeah.
Hi, Sally. How long have you been listening to our radio station?
Forever, since 1994.
Okay, so that's 17 years, 39. Yep. Minus, so you were like 22 years old or so.
Yep. Yep, I just graduated from UCSC, and my husband listens to your station all the time. We go to lots of events like Alex Jones and all kinds of stuff through the years.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, great. Yeah.
I'm so pleased because I was starting to think that what some people say the call letters stand for, KSCO, keeping senior citizens occupied, might be true.
No.
And that's okay. It's fine. But I just want to know where we – to me, the challenge is to create programming that is of appeal across the age spectrum, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not for – a lot of the youth is – not, you know, interested in politics, but we love the food chain, and we listen to, you know, a lot of the shows on your station, and we love that your station's independent, and we try to get as many people listening as we can, and, you know, we're tuned in a lot, and we don't listen to rap.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So nice to hear from you. What was your favorite pro? You remember Mr. Logic and the Thinking Machine?
You know, I have to tell you a funny story. We dropped by, we dropped in on Mr. Logic once, and I was wearing a Fly Girls t-shirt and stuff. We're like, hey, it was really fun. We used to listen to the show all the time. So we have, you know, fond memories of Mr. Logic's show.
Well,
like
this
that.
Is good. This is very good. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. And, yeah, I'm just fascinated by the demographics. We've never really done too much of this on the radio here because I'm very interested in the demographics of this particular program. So I figured we'd just ask people to call in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. Here's here's Pure Heart in Aptos. Hello,
Pure
Heart.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Mr. Logic. I'm happy beyond belief. You know, I've been lobbying you often for return to Mr. Logic, so I'm very pleased. I hope he's going to be back on a regular basis to the magic of long-distance telephones.
Well,
or something.
It's the magic of Skype because he pretty much sounds like he's in the studio with us. He's not. He's, you know, where are you, like 200 miles away or something, right?
I think paradise, he said.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to talk about, you know, things of interest, like the fact that Vision is still going on to Fukushima in Japan instead of, you know, sports. But that being said, I know Mr. Logic, you used to be allied with Apple Computer, and maybe he has some commentary about Steve Jobs, and I'll listen on the air, and welcome home, Mr. Logic.
Well, thank you.
Yes, do you have anything, would you like to talk about Steve Jobs behind his back?
Well, we kind of did already a little bit.
Except, that maybe there's something else. Well, you're right, we did, huh? That's enough, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he was, like you asked me, was he a good friend? And I said, well, not a good friend. I mean, we were acquaintances. I knew him. But he wasn't somebody I would sit and confide in, for example.
Uh-huh. Well, it seems like you and he were at odds because what you wanted, you know, was exactly the opposite of what he thought the world wanted.
Yeah, I was more attuned to what Woz was interested in doing. Woz, when he made the Apple II, he built in BASIC, AppleSoft BASIC, because it was intended to be used to write your own software. And with the demise, I wouldn't say demise of the Apple II, because it's still growing.
Yeah.
But with the advent of the Macintosh, the philosophy became totally contrary to what I was interested in. So I kind of dropped out at that point.
Well, let's see what Bill in Monterey has to say. Hello, Bill in Monterey. What
Hi,
do you
Michael.
Have to say?
Well, I just want to let you know I'd say I'm 99% positive about your radio station. I'm not too thrilled with, what's that guy's name, Rush Limbaugh, but I love Alex Jones and I like Corey and a lot of the people even after Corey comes on, except I don't think that CNN News, I call that cream puff news you have now.
Oh.
I don't think that fits your station very well.
You know the story, huh?
I don't know the story. Okay. I know that the 1460 has it now, and I didn't hear the story.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I think...
Well, the story, in a nutshell, was that 1460 was more than happy to lay down and say, here, we'll take as much as you want, Fox. We'll take all your... Well, not all your programming, but we'll take a lot more. And that's what Fox told me I had to do if I want. I had to take more and more syndicated programs because Fox syndicates more than just their top-of-the-hour news. They have quite a number of other programs. Alan Combs is one. John Gibson is one. They're good programs, but, you know, that's not my vision for KSCO. What I think KSCO, what I think people who listen to KSCO appreciate most is the fact that we are independent and original.
Oh, no, I agree with you totally.
And not syndicated. So when they held that gun to my head and said I had to do this or else, I said, see you around.
No, you did the right thing. Maybe you should come and do your own news.
I signed a very short-term contract with CNN, and that's exactly the thought I had. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off here. I discussed it with our staff, and they turned green and almost threw up.
Well, they could just get some.
When I said we might be doing our own top of the hour news one of these days,
or maybe you could find another one. The other thing is Mr. Silverman is a little very unsympathetic when he. said some guy has to be in jail on a third strike for stealing a six-pack of beer. I just think he's very unsympathetic and a little hard to deal with. I wouldn't want to, you know, I just would want someone for a friend that would, like, be more helpful. You know what I mean?
All right.
He seems very hard.
Well, I'd love to talk about people behind their backs, and we could do that more next time.
Well,
right
listening.
Here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. here, CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Topping the news this hour, Penn State is halfway through its final home game of the season. The Nittany Lions are taking on Nebraska after a week of distractions related to the child sex abuse charges against a former assistant coach. CNN's Mike Galanos reports about 100,000 fans have packed Beaver Stadium.
The stadium, it is electric. I had a chance to go in there, and it's, you know, it is bigger than a football story, but they're hoping football can help heal. And it is a big game atmosphere. It is not just another game. It is the game you feel that they have to win.
Nebraska led 10-0 at halftime. A relieved and thankful Wilson Ramos is unharmed after 2 days in the hands of kidnappers in his native Venezuela. Through an interpreter, the Major League Baseball catcher praised his rescuers.
Where they were holding me captive was a very remote place, basically a jungle. And see, I was praying to God to bring me home safely to my family. And look at these guys. They risked their lives to save mine, and I am very thankful.
Venezuela's justice minister says the mastermind behind the kidnapping may have been a Colombian man with links to paramilitary groups. Italians are waiting for the other shoe to drop now. Parliament has approved the austerity measures Europe had demanded to cut spending and boost the economy. And now it's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's turn. He promised to resign if the legislation passed. CNN's Matthew Chance reports Berlusconi has survived a series of scandals.
He's been under investigation for having sex with an underage prostitute. Is charged with corruption, misuse of power, these kinds of things that, you know, even a whiff of it in many other countries in Europe would spell the end of a political career.
Berlusconi could resign within hours. The Arab League is suspending Syria from the group over its failure to stop attacking its own people. The League is also calling for sanctions against Syria. Police arrested 27 Occupy St. Louis protesters overnight when they refused to observe a park curfew. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on 4 qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27, rebate through 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
The Home Depot has started Black Friday early with pre-Black Friday prices on appliances today. Get $600 off a stainless steel French door Maytag Ice 2O refrigerator that uses even less energy than an average light bulb. All for just $1,298. Beat Black Friday's crowds with a wide selection of appliances at pre-Black Friday prices today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast for the weekend. It's not too shabby this weekend, actually. It looks like today we're going to have partly sunny skies. I have about 64 north winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly clear, low of 45 with light winds. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 65. West-northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out on the Monterey Bay, the northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest this afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell, 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds, 5 to 15 knots, becoming north, 5 knots after midnight. Wind waves are going to be less than 2 feet. West swell, 2 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. And tomorrow out there on the Monterey Bay, the northeast winds, 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet and a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 9 seconds. And let's see here, I got current temperatures. If my computer will not take forever, there we go. Monterey is at 55 degrees. It's 55 in Salinas. And in Watsonville, 57. We're also at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. And I've got a traffic update for you here. It looks like we've got, this happened at 10:07, a traffic collision on Highway 17 at Laurel Road. And it looked like a 2-4 vehicle crash. 2-4 meaning there was some that kind of got a little bit of a rear end. Lane number 2 is still blocked, and I'm talking about northbound. The vehicles were facing southbound, but it's on the northbound lanes. It looks like it's starting to get cleared up, so I'll keep you updated on that one. Anything else? Nope. Doesn't look like we got much else going on. Wow, I can't speak today. The official time is 11:06 and 39 seconds, and let's just go right to the Saturday special, second hour. Here we go.
Is it true that
I don't know what's happening?
Is it true that we have a 14-year-old listener who's been listening to KSCO since she was 18?
No. Wait, did I write that wrong? No, 18-year-old listener listening since she was 14.
Oh.
She didn't lose years.
Okay.
No. Right. She didn't backtrack. You know, some people feel like they backtrack, but.
A 14-year-old listener listening since she was 18.
Well, aren't you a 30-year-old listener who started when you were 60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you were.
That's good. Look like it.
All right.
Perfect.
Nikki. Well, you know, so we have to figure out, we have to rewire this so our guest on Skype can hear what's going on besides just me. But anyhow, we got to do something. I want to know. And I'm a man. I can take it. If the number is not very big, I want to know exactly how many people are listening to the Saturday special.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because there's only one of me to answer phones.
No.
No, I'm serious.
I understand that.
But also, a lot of people don't like calling.
But if we hooked up a special phone number, like a Google Voice number.
Oh, right. To keep track.
Where 1,000 people could call all at once, and they would go to a voicemail or would say, thank you for calling, click. Then it wouldn't drive you crazy.
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying.
I just got to know.
I've got to go now.
If only 8 people are listening, so be it. We'll just have to work harder so more people listening. If 800 people are listening, that's better. That's better than 8. But I'm hoping that people in the thousands are listening. But maybe I'm just dreaming. What do you think, Mr. Logic? How many people do you think are listening?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
That's pretty good. All right, well, let's just do this.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my book. I wrote it in September 2008. In the late 1920s, when I was a child, I remember relatives and friends who yearned to go to live in the Holy Land. They went to the Middle East and purchased small plots of land from various Arabs who were happy to dispose of their own arid property. Only only after they saw that the Jews, by creating drip irrigation, made their arid land blossom. Those Arabs became envious and tensions arose. Those tensions still exist and will never go away. I was a young mother in my middle 20s when Israel became a state in 1948. And suddenly, the surrounding Arab countries were joining together to annihilate Israel for becoming a recognized state. Israel urged those Arabs living peacefully among them, and some of them serving in the Knesset, to remain in their homes and be protected by the new state. But their Arab brethren urged them to leave Israel, assuring them that the Israeli Jews would easily be crushed and the Arabs could then return to their homes victorious and safe. That never happened. Since they chose to leave Israel, Israel no longer wanted them back. So what happened? Those displaced Arabs were not taken in by their Arab brethren, who lived in large, wealthy oil countries and could easily have absorbed them. Instead, those Arab countries chose to keep the Israeli Arabs in camps indefinitely. Why? Specifically, to keep the displaced Arabs as political pawns, to make the world feel sorry for them and to hate Israel. Then they admonished their displaced brethren to never accept the Palestinian state offered to them until Israel is destroyed. That was 60 years ago. They could have had their own country for the last 60 years, but the stubborn Arabs still hope to throw Israel into the sea. That hasn't happened yet, but who knows? Surrounded by enemies, Israel is doomed to remain in a constant state of war. It's a shame. Israel's a tiny country, which can be traversed from north to south in 8 hours and east to west in 3 hours. Ideally, the Arabs should accept their Palestine now, next to Israel, and both should live in peace and mutual respect, and the world will be much happier for it. Fast forward to now, about 60 years. Now the Palestinians have decided they do want their own country because clearly they cannot annihilate Israel. So what land do they want? With Obama's suggestion, they want half of established Israel. And that will never happen. So Israel is doomed to remain to be at war with all the surrounding countries. Saudi Arabia, Syria, etc. could offer their Palestinian brothers land, but that also will never happen. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
You know, that brings to mind an email that I received. I'm going to take a little time. I don't normally read email. I'm going to read this entire email, and I'm going to ask for opinions on this. Okay? Marshall in Santa Cruz has called, we'll get to Marshall's call. And by the way, anybody else who wants to call 479-1080 to talk to the KSCO audience, we should do that right now because we will take calls. It's sort of an open mic program. It's just sort of an all kinds of stuff happening program here. But I want to read this email that I received. It wasn't sent to mz@kfco.com. It was sent to mz@infowarsteam.com. InfoWars Team is the business that we are in together with Alex Jones and the entire network. And Alex's talks to literally, I'm not exaggerating, millions of people a day, mostly on the internet. He has signed into our nutritional supplement product business that we've been doing for 15 years. And I'm the coordinator of his part of the business here. So I get a lot of emails from people all over the world, different countries and so forth. But this particular one stood out. I read this yesterday early in the morning at like 3 in the morning when I couldn't sleep. So I got out the iPhone and started reading my emails in bed. So, and it says, Dear Mike, I emailed you a few weeks back regarding Alex Jones and asking if you could get him to help me reach the elites, in quotes, or help raise $100 million to find the cure for paralysis if I can't contact the elites myself. I told you Alex Jones keeps saying over and over again how much he believes in God from his personal experiences and that I've had my own. And I believe God has sent me signs suggesting that I can rapidly, in less than a year's time, in parentheses, find the cure for paralysis from clues found using the Bible Code computer program. Well, Israel is said to be planning to attack Iran in the next few weeks, and that could start World War III. Millions, if not billions, could die. I might be able to stop the catastrophe if I can meet with the elites who have the power to start and stop wars. A spiritual, in quotes, event or even a miracle could occur for the first time I meet with them based on my previous past experience. I said I'd try to make a YouTube video trying to explain it all. I did the best I could with what I have on hand, and that's nothing fancy. I even have a slight cold. But time seems to be running out, so I did what I could. I hope the substance of what is said is what matters. There are many other things I left out of the video in order to be brief. So if anyone says, is that all, thinking it's not compelling enough, they just don't know as much as I do and what I hold back. But I hope it is enough to get me to meet with the top people and get them to delay war making and give me a chance and resources to cure paralysis with the Bible Code. Then hopefully they would try to love one another as God wants us to do instead of destroying each other. Also in the video is my telling of a possible first ever prophetic dream I had on October 13, 2011, predicting Pittsburgh may be destroyed and 5,000 will die. I want to get the word out so maybe it can be stopped if it is being planned. October 13th, 2011 is the first day of the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles, and it was the one-year anniversary of the signs from God that suggested curing paralysis could be done, which happened on September 22nd and September 24th, 2010. September 22nd was the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles then. Please watch my video and or tell Alex Jones about it as soon as possible and let him decide if I am telling the truth. Maybe he can help me reach those elites if you can't or don't wish to get involved. And then he gives me a link to click on. It takes me to a 40-minute YouTube video that I actually took the time to watch in its entirety. I didn't know quite what to make of it. Anyhow, there's something that's a little interesting about this, and that's why I'm bringing it up today. I thought about calling this gentleman because he left his phone number. It's a Chicago area, Jimmy from Chicago. I thought about calling him and maybe having him be on with us. I don't know why he thinks Alex Jones can connect him with the elites that Alex Jones talks about and doesn't care for, but that's what he apparently thinks. I think it would make some very interesting content, though, perhaps. But if you're interested in anything that I have said, send me an email, mz@ksco.com. I'll forward you a copy of this, or I'll forward the link so that you can watch this 40-minute long video that's, fascinating. But I don't know quite what more to say about it. I'd be interested in your opinions, and you obviously can't give it to me. You can give me an opinion of that letter that I just read if you want to call 479-1080. But anyhow, that's where we are. You know, it just occurred to me that we have never officially opened hour number two. We've put Kay's commentary on, but we have to. We just cannot continue with this program unless and until...
It just occurred to you?
Yeah, it just occurred to me.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I know.
Better late than never, though, right?
You are very correct. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
don't forget Kay's book for KSCO. I'm Kay Zwirling. It's available here, and so is Kay here to sign it. So if you come on down during the next hour or so, she'll be here. Do it.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And when you buy Kay's book, not only do you get great reading material that makes an incredible gift for the holidays, so you should buy a whole bunch of them. We'll make you a deal. You know, we'll make you an incredible deal if you buy a number of them here. But you support your favorite radio station, because all proceeds, not a portion, but all 100% of the proceeds of the sale of Kay's book go to supporting your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, so that we can do more innovative things and have better programs and so forth. Okay, if you want to give us a call, it's 479-1080 in area 831. If you want to shoot us an email, it's mz@ksco.com. And you can say anything you want, as long as it's clean, right? Hey, wait a minute. It says here, Matt from San Jose. Hey, MZ, I'm 29. I've been listening to KSCO since I was 17. I remember Mr. Logic and would like to see him back. Thanks, Matt from San Jose. Good. How does that make you feel, Mr. Logic?
Well, it makes me feel pretty good.
I'm happy you feel pretty good. Now, Marshall from Santa Cruz has been waiting such a long time. And now we're putting Marshall on the air. Hi, Marshall.
Howdy. I've been listening to KSCO since 1993, so I was 33, I guess, back then.
Oh. So you're 51 now?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm 50. Well, whatever.
Oh, almost 51. Okay.
I have so many memories of KSCO, but the Mr. Logic Show was... I have a bunch of memories here. One is my son that's in the Marines now, and he's getting married tomorrow. He used to do this little robot dance to the intro song of the Thinking Machine. That wee-wee-wee-wee-wee.
Right.
You know, I was in preschool.
By the time I thought about this, I've owed Mr. Logic a phone call for a long time, because he tried to call in on Skype, you know, a few weeks back, and it wasn't connecting. And so I said I would call back, and I didn't get around to doing it until this morning. And then I thought, geez, I should pull out some of those old promos or some of those old shows of the Thinking Machine.
Well, he played the song every time he came back on the air, I believe.
You don't happen to have it with you, do you, Bob?
Oh, I don't have. I have it, but not here. I'm down in another room.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, well, we'll use that same thing. I'm sure we'll be able to.
I was a member, and it was when the questions got easy. The phrase phases were always kind of easy. And I was wondering if he remembers the first question for the number one member. Because it was a really tough question, and who was the number one member?
He's not
the number one. Okay.
I think the number one member was Bill, I think, in the Monterey, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was a ingenious type of answer and question. Not even close. But I remember Knights and Knaves. I don't think I ever figured one of those out all the way, but close. And then when you did the explanation, they always made sense. So those were great puzzles.
Yeah, there's only so many puzzles you can come up with, and I guess I've probably used most of them up already.
I just thought I'd tell people I met you once, and I guess the best way to you wouldn't think of his appearance as being casual would be the word that I would use. You're such a genius, you think that you're going to look like a genius, but I don't know how to explain it, but just casual. Pretty laid back.
No, I look kind of like Oliver Hardy or Stan Laurel, I guess it was. Wasn't he? Didn't he look like a genius?
All right. And just as far as Shades of Grey, this still bugs me to this day. is once you mentioned that you didn't get why baseball was fair or foul because there should be shades of gray. And I was just wondering if you could explain that. Maybe people will get just how fun shades of gray it gets, because that's one thing that never made sense when you broke that one out.
Well, see, the problem with playing games is that games tend to be inherently Aristotelian, you know, black and white. And there's no reason for that. I mean, for example, horseshoes. It's you don't just have a ringer or not. It kind of depends on, you know, how close you are to the pole. And that kind of thinking could be extended to other games as well. Now, there are games which are, you know, chess, for example. I can't see how you'd make a fuzzy chess game because this deals with discrete quantities. But a lot of games like baseball and football, for example, do already have some degree of fuzziness. Like in football, you don't just get a first down or not. You have a degree of closeness to the first down marker every time you do a play. So it's not that strange of a concept when you think about it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm never going to get that one.
Well, listen, so this is sort of a teaser for the upcoming reinstatement of the thinking machine, which I think will it's definitely going to happen, right, Mr. Logic?
As far as I know.
The question is when, okay? And I'm ready when you're ready.
Well, I'm pretty much ready almost any time now. I was kind of busy for the last several months working on several projects and so on. But hopefully those are pretty much under control now, and I can start to spend some time doing other things.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be great. So stay tuned.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Bye.
Stay tuned. Thank you for calling, Marshall. Phone numbers are phone number bank is 479-1080 in area 831. 831-479-1080. Here is a Mr. Logic question from Don. 3BMSHTR. Is that how I become member 231?
I have to write that down. I did. 3BM something. Then hold on. Let me get a pencil.
Yeah. The digit 3, and then the letter, small letter, not capital, small B. Oh, I don't know if you've gotten your pencil yet.
Yeah.
All right. Digit 3, small b, small m, small s, small h, small t, small r. This is how I became member 231. And that's from Don, who emailed in earlier. All right. Thinkers Club. Eddie Yantis. Mr. Logic, I'm number 17 in the Thinkers Club, and I remember the puzzle I solved. It was a phrase phase. The question was, what do you call Pinocchio's backbone? And the answer was pine spine. Mm-hmm. Also, I learned programming by downloading Simple. And that's
good.
Eddie Yantis.
Yeah, Simple's still available. In fact, I just uploaded the latest version yesterday, version 11.11.11.
Well, anyhow, so, yeah, we need to do a break, according to Nikki here, and when we do that, we're going to come back and talk with Rory N. Watsonville. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO with Mr. Logic and MZ here on the Saturday special today. Looking for comments from you at 479-1080. We will be back after these messages.
Give me 60 seconds, then I'll help you find relief from lower back pain without drugs. Hello, I am Dr. Brian Anthony of Cypress Chiropractic in Soquel. Take your thumb and place it behind your left knee. Slide it down about 2 inches so it's right in the back of your calf. Now feel around for a tender spot. When you find that tender spot, press on it for 10 to 15 seconds with pressure until the tenderness starts to go away. Feel the relief? By putting pressure on these points, we are relaxing many of the nerves that are giving you trouble in your upper legs and lower back. There are hundreds of these pressure points throughout your body. We use them to treat people with low back pain, headaches, sinus problems, fibromyalgia, and many other conditions. I am Dr. Brian Anthony, and I have been relieving pain without drugs for nearly 30 years here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. It works.
Dr. Brian Anthony is offering a free pressure point therapy, a $75 value, to the first five people to call from this public wellness announcement. 831-479-0255. Be well.
Have you ever walked on a rainbow? Have you ever had your dreams come true?
You'd never believe who sells the most hardwood floors on the Central Coast is Rainbow Carpet One. They've got the lowest prices, expert hardwood installers, and the most amazing selection of hardwood floors anywhere. Solid oaks and maples, hand-scraped floors, European parquets, eco-friendly floors, exotic species, sustainable cork, and bamboo. They'll even refinish your old hardwood floors and make them beautiful, too. Plus, you can always get free financing for 1 year and free in-home estimates at Rainbow Carpet One. Nobody beats the nationwide buying power of Carpet One. Lower prices than the big box stores with 10 times the selection. Visit Rainbow Carpet One in Santa Cruz, Watsonville, and Gilroy, or shop online at rainbowcarpet1.com.
At Rainbow Carpet, you can walk on a rainbow.
At Rainbow Carpet,
so many colors to choose from.
At Rainbow
Hey, Nikki James here. Let me tell you about Ron and Bridget's place here in Santa Cruz. They have the largest selection of cigarettes, cigars, and roll-your-own tobacco in the county. They have a full line of smoking accessories and smoking alternatives. Both locals, Ron and Bridget encourage you to shop locally. They are located at 1114 Soquel Avenue. Open 7:30 to 7:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. I shop at Ron and Bridget's, so let's think local first and head on over. They're smoking.
When it comes to dental care, you want to be treated with comfort, compassion, and competence. And we believe you deserve it. Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody in Santa Cruz. Listen.
My name's Ramona. I am a healthcare professional. I've been in the nursing and medical field for 25 years and had the pleasure of being cared for by the dental office of Dr. Guy William Peabody. His staff is very friendly and engaging. They make you feel very much at home. And my dentistry has never been better. I have beautiful teeth now. It was a very comfortable, delightful experience, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Dr. Guy Peabody provides a comprehensive approach to treating dental problems in the most comfortable ways possible, including sedation, laser therapy, and digital imaging. It's time. Take care of your teeth. Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343 or click on drpeabody.com. Wake up to a beautiful smile.
I thought you were going to start doing the karaoke portion. I was bracing myself.
Well, Nikki is going to. Nikki hasn't found. She's going to do it. She's going to do something before the end of the show, right?
Yeah, do some.
You'll
do
find
some
something.
Easy, like,
you'll find something like, yes, that you'll find some karaoke.
Like yesterday or something easy.
Okay. Well, I can do something on the pod here, maybe. Nikki's shaking her head like she doesn't want to. It's like she always wanted to. What happened, Nikki? Have you changed? Have you been infiltrated by the audience that doesn't want to hear me sing karaoke?
No. Singing on the radio is just not my favorite thing. I gotta have a beer.
You're so good at it. You're really good at it. I'm not kidding.
Get me a beer.
Can we do that? Yeah. I mean, I know that we can. Well, I mean, but we're not legally because we're an FCC licensed facility, and there's a lot of things we're not allowed to say. Like we're not allowed to say bleep on the radio, you know?
Right. Although
it's not fair. It's not fair. Everybody else can say bleep on the internet, and everybody can say bleep on pay television, you know, on HBO and everything. Why can't we say bleep on KSCO? It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
I don't want to
do this anymore if they're not going to be fair to me.
And then the parent says, life isn't fair, Michael.
Yeah.
And then moving on. Hey, I got a question for Mr. Logic.
Okay. Mr. Logic is here.
Did you recover your comic book collection?
Nope.
What?
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
What happened?
I just have to say, when I heard that he had a bunch of original Carl Barks, that is the good Scrooge McDuck, Donald Duck, Gyro Gearloose, etc. comic book collection that got stolen. And I knew there was a reason I liked Mr. Logic. So I'm sorry to hear that. That's
not the whole collection was stolen, just two boxes of my comic books.
Yeah, it's a loss nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you ever see any of the high-quality lithographic republishing of a bunch of those stories that were leather-bound in a pretty good-sized book?
I think I have
seen that.
Okay, yeah.
A couple of my older brothers each bought one when that came out. There was a limited run. I don't think they produced more than 1,000 or two max.
Yeah, it was a special edition.
Yeah. Anyway, good to hear your voice. I look forward to your more than difficult brain teasers when you're back on the air.
Please don't hang up, Rory. There's no other caller besides you. And then what will Mr. Logic and me do?
Well, I'll ask Mr. Logic this. What is the future of computer programming? I mean, I know you have your simple language. I'm not a programmer. But for the young people that are listening out there, what kind of a direction would you push people in with regards to computer science, programming? What would you encourage them to study, somebody that's in high school, college, looking for a career, something to do that's intrigued by computer programming? Do you have any suggestions for them?
Well, yeah. In fact, I teach computer programming at one of the junior high schools up here locally in Northern California, and I teach at the Boys and Girls Club and some of the elementary schools around. And it's basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to at least instill a basic understanding of the fundamental idea of computer programming, because a lot of kids now are kind of spoiled. I mean, they have computers, but they think of computer as being equivalent to internet, and it's almost like synonymous.
Right.
And that's not the case. There's so much more you can do with a computer, even if you don't have an internet connection. And as I mentioned before, I draw an analogy between karaoke and programming, in that programming, you make your own. You sing your own, basically. You do your own programs, and they don't have to be fancy programs. They can be little trivial things that you write in 2 minutes. Just do some animation on the screen or move something around or just try something that you never tried before. That's the fun of programming, is trying something you never tried before.
Nice. So you would encourage those that are interested to pursue studying computer science with regards to programming, software programming?
Well, it doesn't have to actually be pursuing computer science. I mean, in school, they teach you English, even if you're not going to be a professional writer or an author, but you should still know how English works. And the same thing with computers. You don't have to be a professional programmer to know how to write simple programs.
So where's a good place to start for a young person if they're just getting their general ed requirements done in college and they don't really know what to do, but they have a curiosity? Do you direct them to simple?
Yeah, I direct them to www.simplecodeworks.com. And there's tutorials up there and everything.
Simple Code Works, all one word.
Code Works, Simple Code Works. Okay.
Right.
Well, great. There's bound to be another caller, Michael.
Nope, no callers.
Well,
but that's okay. We got plenty of emailers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but,
there you go. Thank you,
no, thank you, Rory. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special. Age 33 in your demo. That's Chris Jackson. Hi, MZ. I'm 33 and I've been listening off and on since 1993 when I learned about Rush in high school. I also was the Aptos High student that invited DAG to come talk to my U.S. government class in 96, if you remember that. I love the programming you've put together. I typically have the station tuned in all weekend, in particular Pharmacist Ben when the Bright Side was on Fridays, and Charlie are chiefly responsible for me tuning back in. Now I plan my Fridays to leave work early enough to catch up on Rebecca on my way home from work. I've considered calling in a few times to ask about having Tom Likas' show on. I know you had his Shock Jock show on in the late evenings a few years back, and now he's off the air and still under contract with CBS until 3/31/12. But he also has a wine and spirits show that he does once a week that might be suitable for your Saturday night programming. Anyway, something to look into. That's from Chris in Live Oak. Thank you, Chris in Live Oak. We will definitely I wouldn't hold out too much hope in doing much more syndication here on KSCO. Because I want to go the other direction. That's why we don't have Fox News anymore. They insisted that we play more and more of their programs, as I said earlier. And I said, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be a conduit for big companies to produce their programming, and I get to pay all the bills. No thanks. No thank you. Not going to do that. We're going to be a real station with a real heart and a real soul and real humans, not just a computer in the closet. And real characters on the radio doing interesting programming that you can't hear anywhere else. In fact, I want to get to the point where we have zero syndication on KSCO. I wouldn't mind being the syndicator to other stations, like we are with Dead Docs and have been for many years. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Tommy in Seaside, welcome to the Saturday special with Mr. Logic and MZ.
Yes, Mr. Logic and MZ.
Hey.
It's good to talk to both of you. Michael, I did an internship in your station there. I'm that Tommy from Seaside.
Oh, hey there, Tommy in Seaside.
Yeah, this was back in 99.
Yeah.
And I, too, have missed Mr. Logic. And I had a question. You know, when I was doing my internship there, there was a fellow that used to park his motorhome there. Was that Mr. Logic?
Sounds like him.
Yeah. Okay. I met you one time. Sure, you wouldn't recognize me, and I wouldn't recognize you. But anyway, still my favorite local station. I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Well,
good to hear your
voice
again.
Thank you so much, Tommy. Yeah. And so, what you been doing in the last 12 years?
Well, actually, since 99, I lived in Texas until 2009, so I was gone for 20 years. I was in the oil and energy business.
And that's not a bad business to be in.
No, that's one of the reasons I didn't go to work for you.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to make some real money, yeah. That makes all the sense in the world.
I love radio. Love radio. Love it.
Okay.
So,
well, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, and continued success to you. Welcome back to the Central Coast.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, you were off. I couldn't call you earlier, so I thought, wow, they must change their number, and I was looking for another number for you.
I don't know. I don't know. That happened once before, and I don't know. That never happened before we switched over to this new, they call it VOIP system.
So there
are pluses
internal.
And minuses, and that's a minus as far as I can tell here.
Yeah, so that's all internal in your system.
Well, not in our system, but in the different phone system that we used. I think our engineer extraordinaire called San Luis Obispo to get us back on the air.
I see. Okay,
that's
rerouting.
That's bizarre. I mean, if he hadn't been here, I think we'd be off the air all day. I mean, not off the air, but not able to take phone calls, and that's not cool.
Right.
So anyhow,
that would have been a shame.
Thank you
okay,
very
thank
much.
Thank you.
And let's go to our next caller. That would be none other than Ray in Scotts Valley.
I am here, and so are you. So are you guys. Hey, that last little thing that you mentioned about the other news company and turning it down is just absolutely fantastic. I just want you to know the local FM station out of Freedom. We the little piggy down there.
Yeah.
Their whole format is getting just so clogged up with just way too much unlocal advertising and everything. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, and when you hear unlocal advertising, guess how much money you're getting as the radio station? Can you say zero?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's horrible the way local everything has been raped, from local banks to local radio stations to local anything. It's such a shame. And that's what this state, as long as I'm alive and have anything to do with this station, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be bucking that trend. And I think that's what people appreciate.
Well, as a long-time member of this area, I mean, we're going back into the 70s for me. You know, it's pretty much been K-Pig for music and your station for information. And
do you ever call K-Pig and say, well, I guess they don't have many talk shows. I think they had one on Sundays, if I'm not recording. Do you ever call K-Pig and tell them, you know, it's KSCO for talk and you guys for music?
Well,
Do that. We could use some free publicity on KPIG, just like they got on our station from you just now.
I think I'd like to because I called them on they've got an insurance commercial running, and it is absolutely, it's the stupidest, dumbest thing ever. And everybody I've spoken to goes, yeah, that's really bad. I hear
that means it's a very effective commercial. And I think whoever the insurance broker is or insurance agent is going to get a lot of business because you're talking about it, not, you know, on another radio station. But please don't say what it's for, because I don't want to do that because I'm not getting paid for that.
Wait, but it was just point I wanted to make is, you know, I want to jump back to the earthquake real quick back in 89.
Okay.
I was so helped out by that. At the time, I was up in Bonnie Doon, family spread all over the area here, and you know, it was just so cool because there wasn't much else information going on around here. And anything you can do to strengthen your position in the community to stay here and be what you've always been.
Buy Kay's book. We have a couple thousand of them to sell, and they're damn good books, and they make great. I can't think of a better. Smarter gift to give in this holiday season, and we'll come.
I appreciate the plug there on that, and you know, I think I can send some of those to my out of the area family members for Christmas, friends and whatnot. So anyway, just kudos to you. Have a great day, and thanks for everything that you've been doing and what you will be doing. Okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words, Ray in Scotts Valley.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. So, listen, we should... I said we were going to have some fun, and we have we had any fun today, Mr. Logic?
Are we having fun?
I mean, are we having any fun?
Oh, I think I am.
Oh, okay, good. No, we are having fun, for sure. Definitely. Okay, we're just going to play music for the rest of the show unless we get a caller. I don't think I like that. How about this one? Do you know what this one's called, Mr. Logic?
Not offhand, no.
It's Baba O'Reilly from The Who. Okay, what about this one? Crossfire theme. What's that doing on my iPod? Well, all right, what about this?
It's been a hard day's night. say nothing bad about my baby.
Mr. Henry.
Yes.
I'm a black woman, and I want to know where the racism came into this. I mean, I want to see where the reverse racism is.
Okay, they gave the award to a black guy who came up with some spiral stare. They gave the award to a black guy.
Yeah, I know, but the black guy had a better idea than you did.
Oh, in your opinion. But I'm telling you that my...
Okay, who says your idea is better than his?
Think about it. You can get your teeth cleaned and have a gynecological exam at the same time. By the way,
is this somebody that's unqualified?
Is this Scary Spice?
No, it's not Scary Spice.
I've always been a fan. And
will you come on?
I don't believe that you're real.
No, I'm. I know it is Downtown Julie Brown. Look, you come into my office,
Julie. I don't think that you're a real person.
Ma'am, I have a business in Reseda, and I'm trying desperately to keep it floating.
Where is Reseda, by the way? Whereabouts?
Is Reseda? Well,
what state is Reseda in?
What state, dear?
Yeah.
The state of California.
Oh, okay. It's got to be California because I tell you what, it's the only place.
Oh, I get it. We're all nutcases.
Like
yeah, we're all nutcases out here. Is that it?
Well,
that's a fine.
Of you,
how do you
Jesus,
do?
Jesus, when I hear something like this, I've got to believe that there are more than
absolutely
couple nutcases out there.
You give a. You
if
give
you
a.
You can honestly, in your right mind,
all
say
I said was,
on national radio that you really believe that this would work.
Yes, I'm saying it. Look, why don't I tell you what, where are you?
It doesn't matter where I am.
Come on in.
It doesn't
I'll give
matter
you a
where
free...
I am. I could be in Timbuktu. It wouldn't
I'll throw
matter.
In, look, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll clean your teeth. I'll throw in dental x-rays, give you a good little breast feed, you know, what do you call a breast
all,
feel?
Breast exam.
There's another
yeah.
thing as well.
Breast exam.
Touching woman's... Because you have fantasies about it?
No.
Let me tell you something. If there's anyone out there in the medical field that any one of us are to this doctor, I'm asking you to... I don't know what the association is.
We didn't hear that.
Association is, but somebody to let this...
Okay,
so whoever is in
whatever it is that you want, we can't do because we didn't hear you. Whatever it is you want, we can't do because your car phone's so crappy we didn't hear it. Okay, Phil, I'm done.
I wanted to hear what the... Are you there, ma'am? No, she
hung up.
She didn't hang up. Her car phone cut out. You know what? You're probably
I'm
going...
Hotel. I can hear everything you say.
There you are. You're right there, see?
Oh, well, as I was saying, you're a very nice lady, and I think you're great.
I am, and you don't know whether I'm nice or not.
Yeah.
And I know by listening to the things that they say and the snide comments that you make about women, and
what?
It's not you're generalizing women. You're being demoralizing toward women. You are... demoralizing our human race.
Ma'am, I have been married four times to some
exactly.
of the...
Exactly. It figures.
What does that mean exactly? I have loved
every... It figures
every...
that you've been married four times because obviously every woman that you're with doesn't want to be with you because you're not a nice person.
I'm not a nice
you're
person.
You're a horrible, horrible man.
All I'm asking to do...
And you don't deserve to be a doctor.
All I'm asking to do is get a little feel going along
like,
with the
exactly.
extraction.
Exactly. That's what you're asking. You know what?
You're a great
Mr.
example
Henry,
of girl power, I'll tell
still,
you that.
I'm here. I can't hear. I can't believe it.
Was on the phone before me.
You're a great example of female power.
She
yes,
was
ma'am.
Right in what she said. You don't need to have people like this on your radio show. It's demoralizing and it's upsetting to women.
So what are you going to do, Henry? You going to take this broad's advice? You're going to keep...
All right, I'm hanging up on you.
Know,
oh, what a chick. What a chicken.
Okay, I hung up on it, ma'am.
Thank you. This is ridiculous.
Okay, now wait a minute. Jack and Capitola, you're on the air. Jack and Capitola.
Yeah, hey, that was funny. What do I call about?
Did you forget what you called about?
Yeah, just I love Dr. Logic. It's great. I like to hear him back on again. I've been listening since the DAG and Brian Maloney and all that. And I just want to tell you, I've listened to your show most Saturdays.
My show?
Yeah, so there's got to be more people out here.
Okay, good.
There's a bunch of us, you know?
All right, that's good.
What
is that terrible sound?
That's my alarm on my phone, the ringer on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
keep up the good work, Michael. Love
thank
you.
Mom,
and,
thank you.
Love your show. Keep it going.
We want more compliments. Thank you very much, Jack and Capitola. This is wonderful. Did you like that, Mr. Logic?
Sounded good to me.
Okay, well, let's should we go back to the here? Let's just go back to here. How about here? Yeah, where's the iPod sound? I don't hear it. Oh, I have to play it.
Baby, baby, sweet baby.
Ah, let's do something else. This is a good song.
Michael, I was curious about something.
What'd you say, Bob?
I was curious. Did you hear a rattle sound?
I'm a girl watcher.
No.
Okay, I guess I cannot play files over Skype to you.
Well, try it again. You know, maybe it got drowned out by the music. Are you playing it? No.
Yeah. Nope. You're not
we'll,
getting
we'll figure something out so you can mix music in or mix sound effects and so.
When I threw away my toy, I found a new pastime. Well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well on. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Everett in Live Oak, you're on.
Hey. Evergreen here.
Oh, it's Evergreen. Hi, Evergreen.
Yeah, thanks. Nice, good to see you the other night with Ben Fuchs.
Oh, yeah,
and,
ditto.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for getting rid of Fox News. I didn't hated that shrill and the voices I couldn't stand.
Well, you know, I've been getting, it's like 3-1. People are, I didn't expect this because I thought a lot more people would be angry that Fox is gone than happy that CNN is here. But a lot of people are saying, hey, now you're talking. We like CNN. We didn't like Fox. I thought Fox was a pretty darn good news service. I really did. And
yes,
I
sticking by your guns and not letting them.
I didn't want to lose Fox, but I'm sorry, they're not going to push me around. I don't operate that way.
Exactly. Thank you for standing up for that, because like local radio is so important, and I love what you do.
Yeah.
And bring back Mixer Logic. I've never heard him before.
Oh.
Sounds pretty interesting with the program.
Okay.
I like a riddle now and then.
Great. Well, listen, Evergreen, we got four more people to bring on before
Good.
The top of the hour. I want to thank you for
Talk
your call.
Later.
Take care. Hey, Billy, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Always great to hear Mr. Logic. He's a sweet old man as opposed to that mean old man, Roy Masters.
Now, was that a kind thing to say?
No, I wasn't trying to be kind, buddy. I was just trying to be clear and correct. Kind isn't always what I'm after.
I thought you would come around for a while and had realized that Roy is a great, great man.
Or one of the centers of evil in the universe and misinformation. One of those two things is true.
Okay.
Mike, what I wanted to suggest, actually, was in the future when you go to play music these days, why don't you play songs of the revolution to support the, the occupation? I'd like to recommend a song by Thunderclap Newman, you're old enough to remember, Something in the Air.
Something in the Air?
Yes. There's Something in the Air?
No, I don't remember that one. But
there's
Something Happening Here by Buffalo Springfield.
Call out the arms and ammo, because there's something in the air. The revolution's here. Yeah, great song. Look it up on the internet. You
okay,
love.
All right.
Let me get out of the way.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
You bet.
Here comes Tim in Felton. Tim, welcome to KSCO.
Well, I want to say that music doesn't really work on the talk radio show other than the bumper music, which is...
No. Okay, wait a minute. Is Tim right or is Tim wrong?
I'm right.
Okay, well, 479-1080, please call in. Just say Tim is right or Tim is wrong. You don't have to go on the air. 479-1080. I think Tim is full of it. I really do. I think people would rather have some occasional musical punctuation on the talk radio program. By the way, this just in, this bulletin just in from my mom. It says, you always leave out the most important part, the price of her book, only $25. It's actually $24.95. And you know, if you buy multiple copies, we'll make you a hell of a deal. You know, because we want to move all these things and turn that into cash to help build your favorite radio station to be an even better favorite radio station. Now, Tim, I wish I could agree with you, but I can't.
I love the bumper music works, though, in going to commercial, coming back. The music is good, but not playing songs.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm doing it right, but I think people like to hear this wonderful music. I mean, like, right?
And I called when you first put out the call for Dr.
Yeah, I'm listening.
For Mr. Logic. And
okay.
I thought I hadn't paid my phone bill. It went to a recording.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we fixed that. I don't know what it read, and I hope it doesn't happen again because it's dreadful. All right, Tim, thank you. Richard N. Watsonville, you're on the air.
San Jose Syndicate of Sound. It's just a shame that we cannot request what we want to sing, Michael.
Okay, how about Mambo Number 5 with Lou Bega?
Oh, slap on some Mambo Number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me them women's out there. Yeah. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Adios, man.
Bye-bye.
Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride.
Oh, no. We're late. KSEO Santa Cruz Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's Fox News.
Reading the news, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has just arrived at the presidential palace in Rome. He's expected to announce his resignation now that lawmakers have approved a series of economic reforms. The citizen says he won't miss Berlusconi's flamboyance.
I think it became different when his wife left him, saying, I am leaving him because he hangs out with minors. That, in my opinion, raised red flags.
Berlusconi has survived a series of very public scandals. Penn State's football team took the field against Nebraska today, hoping to escape at least briefly from the child sex abuse scandal enveloping the school. CNN's Mike Galanos is at Beaver Stadium and reports fired head coach Joe Paterno is keeping a low profile for now.
Here's a statement released through his son Scott saying, my father is experiencing a range of powerful emotions. He's absolutely distraught over what happened to the children and their families. He also wants very much to speak publicly and answer questions. At this stage, however, he has no choice but to be patient and defer to the legal process.
On the field, Penn State trails Nebraska 17-7 in the fourth quarter. Major League Baseball player Wilson Ramos has been rescued, and Venezuelan authorities have issued a warrant for the arrest of a Colombian man suspected of involvement in his kidnapping. CNN's Luis Carlos Velez has more details.
Wilson Ramos is a national star. He plays for the Washington Nationals, and the most important game in Venezuela is baseball. Yes, he was rescued after 2 days of being kidnapped in his hometown. He talked to national TV. And he said that he's very happy to be back home with his friends and his family.
Iranian state media report at least 17 people have been killed in an explosion at a military base in Iran. Reports indicate a munitions depot caught fire. This is CNN Radio.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on 4 qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27, rebate through 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamond. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got partly sunny skies, high as 64 today. North-northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly clear, low of 45 with light winds. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high as 65. West-northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, the northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet and a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 11 seconds. And tonight out there, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north 5 knots after midnight, with wind waves less than 2 feet and a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. On Sunday, northeast winds 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. The wind waves will be less than 2 feet, with a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 9 seconds. Got some current temperatures for you here. Watsonville's at 58. It's 59 degrees in Monterey, 58 in Salinas. We're at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. For your King of the Hill traffic update, nothing to report right now. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time, 12:05 and 42 seconds on this Saturday, November 12th. Up next, we've got Perspectives. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James, signing off.